my first venue interview at Brighton Fringe. I think it was before with Mill Goble last year or the year before. So it's a bit of an update interview in terms of we are now hearing in Brighton suite venues, and anyone in Edinburgh will have heard of that, but people in Brighton may not have done. We know about the Jukebox Theatre, which you essentially created with your team and have made very successful, and that's now become a suite venue. So can you do two things for me in the start of this interview? One is tell the story of how Jukebox has become a suite venue, but also kind of update me a little bit on whether Jukebox is surviving in its own right within that new environment.
Yeah, absolutely. I did a couple of shows with suite venues in Edinburgh a couple of years ago. I really like their ethos, their friendliness, their professionalism. And then I knew that JD who's the artistic director, was quite interested in coming down to Brighton Fringe, developing suite venues down here as well, helping the Brighton Fringe to develop into something bigger and better. And so when we took on St Andrew's Church last year as well, I asked him to come down and lend us a hand with kind of pop-up venue, because that's what he's always done. So he came down last year, gave us a hand with that, in return for kind of getting the lay of the land of Brighton Fringe a bit more. He'd been doing kind of 2.5 years of work in the making, trying to bring suite venues down to Brighton Fringe. And then after the Fringe last year, he was in talks with the Waterfront. He'd looked at a few different hotels down here. And we just kind of said, well, what's the point in us being rivals when we could just join up and be bigger and better together? So that was the kind of deciding point where we went, let's just merge together. We're all on the same page with everything, so let's just do it.
As for my first question, was there still then a conversation about creating continuity for what you've created at the Jukebox?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Jukebox obviously still runs all year round. JD is based in Scotland, so he's not here all the time. He comes down once a month so that we can kind of catch up with stuff together. But essentially, we were all on the same page anyway. So really, our ethos hasn't changed at all. What we're doing is still the same, but just it gives us the space to make things bigger and to improve things a bit more.
And for people that I mean, they don't know, you mentioned the Waterfront. We'll come to that in a moment. So what they do, and I mean JD Henshaw and his team, part of what they do is they can go into hotels and things like hotel meeting rooms and conference rooms, and they create pop-up performance venues, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. That's what they've done in Edinburgh for the last at least 10 years since he's been there. And so that was always kind of what he wanted to do down here as well. And the spaces that we've got at the Waterfront are really perfect for it. Like, you know, there were some of the conference suites around here are very, very much like a rabbit warren. You get a bit lost very easily. But the Waterfront is just really perfect for what we need.
The criticism, say, in Edinburgh and some other places of those pop-up venues, when they've been criticised, is they're hot, they're stuffy, the acoustics isn't very good, there aren't many lights, it's uncomfortable to sit because we're on the wrong seats. How are you ensuring that when I walk in, I'm going to be in a theatre venue that I'm not going to be saying those sort of things about?
Well, it's very different having a pop-up venue in a hotel conference room than having a pop-up venue in a damp cave, for instance. So all of our venues, both in Brighton and in Edinburgh, are fully air-conditioned. You're walking into a four-star hotel, so you've got all the whistles and bells and comforts of that alongside your theatre show. All of our seats are going to be like banquet chairs, so they're going to be, you know, you're not going to be stuck on a wooden bench.
But how do you make me forget it's a conference room?
We've got drapes going up all around the room, so you won't be able to basically see any of it. There'll be a stage area at one end, raised seating. We're bringing in quite a few lights. I think you really will forget that you're in a hotel once you get in there.
Going back to the pre-suite days, not saying it wasn't sweet then as well, but in a different way. So you're running the Jukebox Theatre. It's a 40, 50-seater, small, intimate space. And you make a decision to grow across the road into St Andrew's Church. And now you make a decision to link up with someone and grow even further into the Waterfront and have several venues. What fires the decision that we need to grow, rather than, well, this is going fine as it is and let's just stay small?
I think as we've grown anyway, completely organically, you know, more and more people around Brighton and Hove are getting to know what we're doing, and people further afield as well. You know, we've reached the point where year on year during Fringe, our programme has doubled every year, and we've had so much interest from people that we just kind of needed to take that step. Certainly into the church, we have people that needed to grow out of our tiny 40-seat space. They needed a bigger space for their work, but we wanted to keep the company. They wanted to stay with us. And so we can now give them that opportunity to grow with us. And now we can do that for more and more companies. And we can give people a nice route from one Fringe to another, where they can stay with Suite Venues all the way through, and they can you know, have that consistency throughout their Fringe experience.
So that's a good reason to grow. You've given good reasons. But I suppose the reason I've asked it is that I worry that Fringes just grow almost, you know, compulsively. So do you also need to have in there, you know, decisions, which I think you probably have done, haven't you? You're not going... St Andrews is a unique space, but the space you've chosen at Suite, they're not enormous spaces, are they? There is something in the brand of Jukebox about intimate work that you seem to be keeping.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, as I say, we want to be able to help those companies grow to the next level by having the larger space as well, and we want to be able to attract companies that need the larger space, like, for instance, kind of more interactive work or physical theatre work that kind of needs that larger space. We've also got a lot of kids' shows in there because they're quite popular. You know, that we've got some that would have filled out our smaller spaces already with ticket sales. So, but I think we do want to keep things available for the smaller companies, the people that are starting out. We want to support them by giving them the option of the smaller space as well. And I think that, yeah, that is part of what we do, certainly, is sort of giving people that step up on the ladder.
So I'm going to invoke two words here, artistic policy. Is there an artistic policy, or are you know, open to all?
It's pretty open. We program quite a variety of stuff, theatre, comedy, cabaret, music, family shows. As long as we like the sound of it, then we'll program it, basically. We try and get people that have got a little bit of a background already. So this year we've got quite a lot of shows that have come from companies that have been in Edinburgh before or have been with us in Brighton before. We don't have many people that are kind of doing their first ever show. But that's not to say that we wouldn't take those people on, because we've done that before. So, yeah, basically it's just if we like the sound of it, we'll take it.
There's someone listening in that when their definition of theatre is, well, they go and see three or four shows at the Theatre Royal, you know, a good play here or there, but they've actually finally heard of this thing called Brighton Fringe, and there's this 40, 50-seater theatre. What would you say to somebody that was actually, you know, suddenly aware of this theatre that is on that isn't the Theatre Royal?
I think people are kind of opening their eyes up quite a lot in Brighton to the fringe theatres. Certainly there's a lot of things going on all the time at other places as well, like at the Marlborough and, you know, the Nightingale Room. I think people are opening their eyes to smaller theatres a lot more, especially as ticket prices go up for the bigger venues like Theatre Royal, for instance. I think people want to be able to see stuff that's affordable. One of the things that we strive for when we first opened was to stay affordable for people. You know, we keep all of our tickets under about £10 just because there's so much going on in Brighton, and we need to be the thing that people decide that they're going to go to.
They're seeing this word fringe and they're wondering what it means.
I think it's probably an opportunity to catch something before it hits the big time. I mean, we've had, it's funny you mentioned the Theatre Royal, we had a comedian, Mae Martin, with us a couple of years ago when we first opened back at the end of 2012, and she's playing the Theatre Royal in a couple of weeks. So, you know, we really can give people that step up on the ladder, that You can discover something before anybody else does. And I think that that's a really exciting thing to be part of, is finding the next big thing and being like, I was there when they first started. I saw them in a 40-seat black box theatre in the back of a pub. And, you know, and now they're playing this huge stage. Amazing.
I know you want all your shows to do well this May, and I'm sure they will, in all their own different ways. But what are you particularly excited about? What would you kind of highlight?
Well, we've got quite a lot of exciting shows this year. We're the venue partner for the Award for Excellence at Edinburgh Fringe last year. So the winner of that is Police Cops, which is a three-man devised sort of physical theatre cop movie parody. It's really funny. It's utterly ludicrous. It did really well in Edinburgh last year. It got the Stage Award as well for excellence, and it got some other awards and loads of five-star reviews. It was really well received, so we're really excited to be having them. We've also got a few of the other shows that we shortlisted for that award. We've got a show called Garden, The Unknown Soldier, Involuntary Noises, The Songs of Jodie Trey, The Bookbinder, which is a beautiful puppetry piece from New Zealand. I feel like I've missed one. Confessions of a Redheaded Coffee Shop Girl, which is coming over from Canada, which is another beautiful piece.
It's fair to say all those that you've listed, and I know some of them, I've seen one or two myself, is that in the way that Sweet is evolving with Jukebox's original brand, when we go to see this, we're going to be quite close to it, aren't we? We're going to be in an intimate environment with this theatre. We're not going to be sitting in a back row 120, 150 feet away from the action.
No, absolutely. A lot of our venues are very intimate, and that's one of the things that both performers and audiences often comment on is how lovely that is to kind of feel that intimacy with the performance, and you know, you really feel like you're in the heart of the action. You don't feel distanced from it in any way, which is really lovely.
Mill Goble, thank you very much indeed.